Oh,
all right, we're ready.
Yeah, yeah, born ready.
I reckon I'm here, aren't I?
Right, I'm gonna do the intro.
Are you gonna do it now?
Fuck's sake!
Do it now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 543 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is September 8th, 2019, the day of godliness, the start of the NFL season. Well, technically not the start of the NFL season, but it's the start of all the other games that we care about instead of the Packers and the Bears, because nobody really cares about them.
Boring.
Except for a few. Fuck off, Mark Wright. That's Mark Wright spinning the decks. Yep, that's Mark Wright, the only person that doesn't care about football on this podcast at the very moment. Yeah. We have also in the studio today, literally in the studio, Mr. Robin Tate.
Hey, I'm here. Yes, I'm here. It's Sunday night. It's the night before Monday, and I don't like Monday, but I'm here, so let's make the most of Sunday.
Exactly.
Whoa, go Cardinals.
There you go. Everybody has their hopes up. Kim already beaming after your Kansas City Chiefs won today. Kim Woods on the podcast today.
Damn straight. Hopefully it's another good year. I'm hopeful. You know, we don't just fall on our faces after last year. Who knows?
I think it should be a good year for you, but we'll talk about that a little later. Hey, if you're tuning into this, we are not a football podcast. We actually are a video game podcast. We like to talk about video games and life, things that we also are interested in, hence the video game stuff. We broadcast every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in Central Time Zones. We're on Twitch TV. We're on Mixer.com. We are on YouTube.com. Just go ahead and type in OC Podcast in that search field. Look for us. You'll find us. We have some birthdays to talk about. Kevin Hayward. He had a birthday yesterday. Turned 16. Wait, no. That's 61. I think I had that reversed. I don't know. He's a year older today, so happy birthday to him. Jason Powell is going to be turning 57, according to his documentation. It might be 75. I don't know. Everything's flip-flopped today. He's having a birthday on Tuesday. And then finally, Darren Baldock from Midlife Gamer. Happy birthday, Darren. I think he's
balls
22.
Deep, Bibby. Get balls deep, Darren. Get in there. Rusty trombone for you.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Yeah, obviously not a listener in his ear.
No. All right. Anyway.
I dare you to Google rusty trombone.
Yeah. Mark, I think we should play them something appropriate.
Yeah.
All right. Let's kick it off with some story time.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right. We're going to start things off with Miss Kim Woods. Kim, let's talk about some books, some shows, things like that.
Books.
Well, it's been kind of a slow week. And it's been a weird thing. I don't know why. But I've suddenly got interested in, like, ghosts and whatnot. So I've been watching this show on the Travel Channel called The Dead Files. And I don't know if everybody else has seen it, but it's a woman. She's a medium. And she's got a partner.
How much
she's
large?
Is it like a size 8 or size 10? Or what is
something
that?
Something like that. Yeah, anyway, medium. She can talk to ghosts and Sam. Anyway, that's what she claims. I don't know much about it, but whatever. Anyway, she's got a guy who used to be a cop, and I guess he goes and investigates like the person's house, find out if somebody died there, if they were killed, or whatever. Anyway, it's been kind of interesting. It's not a show I could watch at night because it would scare the fuck out of me, but during the day, it's fine. So,
okay.
Let's see. Yeah, You know, ghosts? So if you're into, like, ghosts and that sort of thing, and people with haunted houses and apparently haunted property, because there was one woman, she had, like, acreage, and it was haunted. It wasn't a house. It was, like, the property. I'm like, that's weird. So, you know, if you're into that sort of thing, you know, give it a watch. Other than that, I've been reading a lot. I'm, like, on the 7th book for the Dark Elf series. So, that's been interesting. Basically, all it boils down to is just a guy who wants to be accepted. So,
is that the one you were talking to me about in Italy?
Yep.
No, I was listening to you while I was in Italy. You were talking this is the dark elf with the limp. Yeah.
Yep. Drist Uden.
Oh, yeah, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, I was on a taxi on my way to the airport in Italy, listening to you, and you were talking. It sounded very interesting. Oh, yeah. Must check those out. Yeah. I like a dark elf.
Yeah, how can you not like a dark elf? I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, so, yeah. Like Mike Chin, he always just wants to get one and like pick it up and then throw it. Oh, hold on, that's a dwarf. Sorry, darn it.
Well, you know, he hangs out with dwarves, so I guess you could. So yeah, I'm on the 7th one of that, and I mean they're going right along. I'm reading them super quick, and there's like 23 of these, so I still got a ways to go, but they've been really good. So.
I have a sense of pride because I turned you on to the character in these books. Yes, it is totally my fault.
You turned Kim on.
I have that effect on both men and women, Robin.
I see what's going on here.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We've been kind of dinking around here. We've been cleaning the place up because it's gotten kind of overgrown over the last couple of years with Dad being gone a lot. So there's been a lot of tree cutting and grass mowing and, you know, right up Dad's alley. So
you've been mowing up his alley?
Trimming Dad's alley.
Oh, man. is that the American version of a back, sack, and crack?
I don't want to even know.
No.
We are moving away from this conversation.
Anyway, that's enough for me.
Spoilers.
So, yeah.
All right. Mark, since you don't have a lot to say, let's go to you next. One thing you wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned last week I've been watching Money Heist on Netflix, so I finished season 3 now, and it ended on a right cliffhanger, so I just need season 4, but I don't think that's going to be here well next year. But it was really good. So, yeah, that's that Spanish bank robbery one, what I mentioned last week. So, yeah, very good. So, I started a new series this week.
Hey, give me your money and I shall get out of here quickly.
That's Mexican, Robin.
or is that Irish? Yeah, I was going to say.
Look, if you need somebody to speak Spanish for you and you need some sort of consultancy and some surveys to be done, the man is here to do it.
That is true. See.
Yeah, if you want to see what the Spanish people are thinking, what products they want to buy, we've got the man for you here. Contact us. Yes.
Right. So, yeah, as I was saying, I started a new series on Amazon Prime. I started watching Carnival Row. The new one with Orlando Bloom and Cara Delevingne. I know Phil's watched it all already. I'm 6 episodes into the 8, so
I'm 3 episodes in.
Yeah, yeah. It's not what I expected, if I'm honest. It's a bit more brutal than I thought.
Yes.
Yeah. Some interesting bits in it.
But is it more brutal than The Boys?
It is.
Yeah,
it's darker. It's darker.
In context to the time period, yeah.
Like the boys was fun, even with the brutality.
Yeah,
I felt. Whereas this is just like
it's dark.
I love the boys.
Yeah,
I love the Karate Kid girl, and she's in it, and she was being mean, and she was from Cocktail as well. She was in it, and she's disappeared for years and came back in this. And I can't give any spoilers, but even the. What happened at the end of the last episode of Boys was brilliant. Brilliant. So, no spoilers. Like, Pete.
Yeah, Pete. Ginge. That's why he's not on the show, by the way. 13 has been sidelined. We gave him, you know, first we were like, oh, do you want to be on the show? And he's like, oh, I really want to be on the show and talk about video games. I want to even forgo playing games today. All I want to do is talk. And we said, you know what? No, you've been spoiling stuff too much. So we have sidelined him for this show. Think of it as a one-game suspension. All right. Mark, are you done talking about Carnival Row?
No, I've only just started. You keep interrupting me. Right, so yeah, no, so the premise is it's set in like a Victorian type era, but it's got the fae like world in it. So there's fairies and trolls and these other guys who've got like ram horns, which are called the Puck. And there's various different creatures, and they're all like intermingling, and it's got undertones of like, you remember when there was that. There was skin colour racism. Well, this is like species racism in it quite a lot.
Right.
Where the humans don't want these inferior creatures there because they're above them and all this crap. So there's that side of it. There's a twist with the main character, which I won't spoil, Pete. Yeah, it's very interesting. It's quite, like I say, it's quite dark and brutal.
It has... At first I thought it was going to have a steampunk vibe, but I don't think it's got that. It's different than that. It's
more like Jack the Ripper type, Victorian type thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
With a bit of witchcraft and creatures. So yeah, I highly recommend that.
Yeah.
That's about it for me this week.
Good.
Boring week, really.
Well, not to worry. I'm sure this is going to be interesting because I have no idea what the hell Robin's talking about. Robin, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about coffee.
Coffee.
I want to talk about coffee in a big way. So
talk about coffee.
So we like our coffee. I come from sort of the catering trade background, and the coffee has always been something I really appreciate, a really, really good cup of coffee. And the challenge about having a really, really good cup of coffee at home is to get a good machine at home, it's messy. It's complicated. It takes too much to wash up when you have grounds and it's, you know, it's wonderful if you have a proper espresso machine at home, but it's too much hassle, and you do it for a while and then you can't be bothered. So pod machines really have come on so much that it's where it is. Anyway, over the last few years, we've had several different machines. We've had the Dolce Gusto, the one that looks like a little penguin, and And then we went to a Dolce Gusto Melody, and that's cool. That's been the one we've been using up to Friday, this week. But in between, we got this other one called a Latissima, which was, we were told it was fantastic and wonderful, and Judith's sister had it. But the problem was, we like a long coffee. Like, here we go. Very good, Mark. So, yes, that's the little penguin. That's the Dolce Gusto Melody. It's a good, good machine, and it pours a nice long coffee, where this Latissima, the quality was fantastic for espressos and small coffees or small cups like you have in Europe, because you'll have a small cup where we like a mug. Yeah?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So Glenn was away for respite yesterday, and then the boys went off with some friends. We were at a fostering of the year awards thing with all the kids get together. So for a couple of hours in the afternoon, there was Jasmine, Judith, Charlie, and myself, and we were in the centre of Belfast, and we went past the coffee shop, the Nespresso shop, a real beautiful boutique. Like, they're selling fancy suits and clothes, and you could go in and buy the individual coffees, and had all the machines, and it was dark and it was beautiful and fantastic boutique with all the different machines. And the very latest machine that they have there is a Virtuo Plus, and it is nerd heaven. It is Bluetooth controlled. It has these big pods. The pods go into the machine, and it spins the pod inside while it's making the coffee to get it. Yeah.
Why would you need to have it Bluetooth controlled?
So it can connect to my app, so I can order my coffee when I want to.
Okay.
See what coffee I have and all the nerd stuff.
Well, okay, so actually, let me just back this up then. I'm assuming you preload coffee pods into it, and then it just can dispense as needed?
Pod at a time. So you put your pod in, you press. So on the old Melody machine, you had to watch it, and it... you had to switch it off when your portion was there, the volume of liquid was there, correct? And if you walked away, it would overflow your cup. This thing here scans the little barcode. You don't have to think about it. You just throw it into the machine. It scans a barcode. It knows what blend of coffee it is, how much liquid it should be. You press the start button. You walk away. You come back, and you have this beautiful coffee with a lovely crema on top of it, and it's fantastic. Really, really good. Yes?
Okay, so going back to the Bluetooth controlled part, if you have to walk up to the machine and put the pod into it, why would you need the point of Bluetooth?
Okay, so to make it really, really easy, so when you register, there's an app for it, so you can go in and order your coffee online. You get a discount for that. But when you're setting up your account, it goes, well, what sort of machine do you have? You can enter it manually, or just bring your phone over beside your machine, and we'll scan, and we'll tell you what machine you have. And we'll register it for your 3-year warranty. And it's just hassle-free. It's just, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, next question.
So what's the point of the Bluetooth again?
just to quickly register your machine. It's fantastic.
I'll just give you a hard time, Rob.
and I'm quite sure they pull data about how much coffee we drink and what coffee brand we use. I'm sure
they're most certainly watching you. Yes.
Marketing information going on in there. So you press a button. This one here is an automatic top on it. So you press a little button, it goes up all by itself, and it drops the old cartridge into the thing, and you press the button again, but it's the best one we've had. It is really slick, really simple to use, lovely tank, so beautiful style.
Does this use milk then? Does it warm the milk up like a proper latte?
No, you'll add milk. So this is for espressos or long coffees. So none of the gimmicky stuff there. And that's the problem is you do get the full espresso machine that can heat the milk and stuff like that there. But there's more cleaning with that, which means we use less. And we like a good Americano. Again, it's the American thing again, isn't it?
Well, the good news is on the coffee news here, Robin, is I just saw an official advertisement for Starbucks creamer now. So there you go. You can get Starbucks creamer.
You have creamer here. Creamer is just milk, isn't it? It's not just
flavored milk.
For a while, I was importing it in. I think it's made by Carnation. It was the French vanilla creamer for the coffee. It's absolutely gorgeous, but it's so expensive to import over here.
Yeah, we currently have Hershey's dark chocolate caramel creamer. Yes,
you can get the powdered shit over here, but the actual proper liquid creamer.
Liquid creamer.
Yeah, I think it was something like £26 to import a little bottle.
Holy smokes.
From the US. Yeah.
If I can manage it.
You're coming over, aren't you? Right. I'll submit some orders before you come over. I want some more beef jerky. I want some coffee creamer.
So the last thing that I want to talk about here is yes, Sarah, plain black coffee.
I don't like it. I don't know why, but I can't drink black tea or coffee.
Well, the reason I drink black coffee is I live by myself as a bachelor, as a young man. And young bachelors never have milk.
No.
So you have to get used to black coffee and thinking about what else can I put over my cornflakes in the morning.
I like flat whites because it is like 3/4 of hot milk, aren't you, and then a bit of water.
Cornflakes with beer. So the last thing I want to talk about is something I picked up this week. Again, in my effort for my man cave to get all the things that I had and a few extras. Way back before, really, as consoles were starting, and we're talking early 80s, late 70s, this is a Nintendo game and watch. And this is one of the most famous ones. This is Donkey Kong. Double screen LCD. There you go. This one is pristine. And I seen this up on for sale for a guy who had no idea how much he was looking for it. And so I picked that little boy up for very, very cheaps. And it's working perfectly. It's gorgeous. It's Donkey Kong. And it's Game & Watch. So nice. I'm very, very, very pleased to get my hands on one of these for my collection. So always on the lookout for something nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Yeah, that's me, I suppose.
Right. Well, I'm going to talk real quick before I talk about, there's a story we need to talk about. But Chinny, by the way, on his way right now, he should be landing in about 40 minutes in the U.S. They're coming out.
It's all right.
Yep. They're doing redoing their honeymoon since it was cut short last time.
Yeah.
So
that'll be shut out for them later.
Yeah, he is out here. And unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to meet him. I'm super bummed. I was going to try and get out to meet him basically between tomorrow or Tuesday. But
you got to go to the dentist?
No, work, unfortunately. They fired one of my counterparts, and it has buried me in work. I've been taking just yeah. So, needless to say, that's the unfortunate part. But we're excited for Chinny to be on his honeymoon.
Is that why you only had 4 hours of PUBG on Friday, Greg, instead of 6?
Exactly. It is cutting into my video game time. And what sucks is I'm too tired at night to play games. I don't have lunches anymore. It's the world is going crazy right now. I'm not exactly happy about the situation.
I'm just so annoyed with you because, I mean, I'm unbelievably busy too. And through the day, I try to discipline myself with WhatsApp and try to stay away from it. But you, and my car just constantly fires it up on the screen. Ba-ding, 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 ba-ding. You know, 30 seconds later, ba-ding, yeah. Ba-ding. It's just unbelievable.
It's a pain when you're listening to Spotify over Bluetooth in the car because it keeps lowering the sound of a song.
Oh, yeah. Spotify or Audible or a podcast. Yeah.
So here's a tip that you may or may not want to hear. I mute all the conversations and turn off my notifications on WhatsApp.
Yeah, I know.
I come back to it, and there'll be a gazillion messages, and sometimes I do miss an important one, but it's just so much, so often.
So what happens is you get – first thing in the morning, you get the Delacy just before he goes to bed with some stupid rantings that goes on then.
Then we get a
little blast for the UK ones sort of between 9 and 10, and we go about our work for a while. And then come about lunchtime, America wakes up, and it goes bananas then for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Well, the other part is – so in my work setup, so I have my laptop, my work laptop I'm working from, but then on my home computer, I put WhatsApp web up. Mm-hmm. And so I can easily respond quickly.
I need that for the podcast, for the quiz.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Anyway, talk about the NFL real quickly. I know not everybody likes the NFL. I get it, Mark. It's not your thing. But this past week, we had an amazing story happen. So basically, last year, let's go back in time. Story time here. Back in time, there's a player named Antonio Brown. He is one of the best wide receivers in the NFL, hands down. It's pretty undisputed. He was playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and towards the end of the season, he kind of just went a little nuts. He started, you know, basically getting in conflicts with some of the other players, started acting really bizarre, and so the Steelers. In the offseason, traded Antonio Brown to the Oakland Raiders, and they got, I think, a third and a fifth round draft pick for him. And the Oakland Raiders got him and signed him to a huge contract. It was, I think, $50 million guaranteed over 2 years, with the first year being $30 million in money. So fast forward to this preseason. And Antonio Brown freezes the bottom of his feet in a cryo chamber to where he can't practice in football. Yeah, as you do. Apparently didn't wear proper foot protection. And so the bottom of his feet were completely blistered for weeks. Then
Hold on. I've got to stick up from here. He was a fan of Michael Jackson. And he knew what Michael Jackson did in the oxygen tent to try and, you know, stop him aging.
Right.
And his feet were aging faster than the rest of his body. So he was trying to slow down the aging process of his feet, Greg. It's simple. You know, it's,
no, I totally agree.
I would do it. I would do it.
I was contemplating. Anyway, so then feet issue is done. Then he takes issue with the new style of NFL helmet. So the NFL this year instituted that they have several different helmets that are basically, you know, qualified to be used by players. None of the helmets apparently Antonio Brown liked. He wanted to use his old helmet that was no longer qualified through testing with the NFL. I'm trying to think the right word for it, but it's escaping me. But anyway, yes, it was not a regulation helmet. He was arguing with that, was threatening to leave football because he couldn't wear his old helmet. Finally, they get past this issue. And the Raiders, this whole time, the Raiders management, the coaches are like, we're behind you. We're sticking with you. And so he finally gets through all of that, and then he comes to practice, I think, a couple times. Then he is at practice, or he misses some practice. I'm trying to think of actually how the events happened this past week. But in a nutshell, he gets a letter from the GM of the Oakland Raiders saying, hey, because you missed a number of off-season practices and the team walked through this last game, we are going to be fining you. I think it was about $50,000 worth of fines. Again, this is a guy set to make $30 million this year. He takes exception to that. The general manager of the Oakland Raiders, his name is Mike Mayock, is out on the field with Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown apparently goes off on him. They get in this huge verbal argument. They have to restrain Antonio Brown from attacking the general manager. He threatens to punch his cracker. You know, he threatens to punch him, calls him a cracker. Then he punts the ball away and says, "Find that," and he walks off the field. That happened Wednesday. Thursday, the Raiders are threatening. They're saying he's going to be suspended. He won't play in the season opener. And so, you know, they will deal with it after the season opener. Then apparently he makes good with the coaches and the players. There's an apology that's given. And the Raiders suddenly say, nope, it's okay. He's going to play in the game opener. Then Friday morning, the Oakland Raiders general manager sent another letter basically saying or telling him he was going to be fined again. And apparently, and I may have the exact order of this wrong, but then he posted a video in the middle of the night, basically, of a recorded – it was a very professional-looking video, by the way. It was – I mean, multiple cameras. It was a black and white, you know, noir kind of vibe to it. And he's talking about how he wants to be set free. And he has the conversation between him and the head coach that he illegally recorded in the video. So then Monday – or Saturday morning, the Raiders then suddenly say, that's it. We're done. We're cutting you. He is cut from the team. He also is told he's not getting any of his guaranteed money. So he is ecstatic about this, by the way, because now he's actually technically a free agent. And he immediately turns around and signs with the New England Patriots within probably hours of being cut by the Oakland Raiders, and now is guaranteed $9 million up front and up to $15 million in the year. And he's playing with probably the best team in football now.
Yeah. I mean, you think of the sort of the Patriots have sneakily maneuvered this as well.
Has this all been a setup for him to do that?
I think my conspiracy theory is that from the get-go, he knew he wanted to get out of Pittsburgh, but the only way to get out of Pittsburgh was the Pittsburgh Steelers were going to trade him to somebody. He got traded to a team that he ultimately didn't want to play for. And once he got there, he realized, no, I really don't want to be a Raider. So then he just started being fucking crazy to get out of being in Oakland. And sure enough, they cut him and set him – because once they cut him the way they did it, he then became a free agent. And literally the Raiders traded away two draft picks to the Pittsburgh Steelers – in return for nothing. They are out two draft picks. They might get a couple $100,000 back from the fines, and that's it. I mean, it is just, it was a bizarre story in the NFL, and it consumed me since Wednesday through yesterday. I can honestly say I was just like one of my favorite football podcasts. They were putting out emergency podcasts like every 8 hours because something
was
developing. It was nuts.
I tell you what, the next thing, you know, it needs to come out that he was one of the guys in the Jesse Smollett video.
Oh God,
I'm not. I wouldn't be surprised at this point. So yeah.
Yes, the season has started. I hope everybody that's supporting and enjoying it. I don't like soccer in the UK. I get sucked into the World Cup and, right, and Euros and stuff like that, big games, but I don't really. Not a fan, and maybe it's because I have friends in the States. I have several of them, not on this show, but several in the States that like American football, and I got into it, and I picked a team last year, yeah, and they happened to be, it was 2 years now, this is my third year, wow, but last year they happened to be the worst team on record, officially, worst offensive team, yeah. And they've got this new guy, Kyler.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, number one draft pick in the NFL.
Number one draft pick, which is fantastic. Unfortunately, they've got a coach who is came from a losing college or something. So I think they're putting an awful lot of strain on turning this guy around. But we're starting from a very, very low baseline. So we can but improve. And the pre-games, even though we didn't win that many, there was some good talent there. There's some good moves. So, yeah. So good luck to everybody. I like my American football. It's interesting.
It is filled with drama from time to time, that is for sure.
And also, just like Humble Bundle, I keep on forgetting to cancel my subscription. So NFL Game Pass charged me my 100 quid a month or so ago. So, yeah, I'm supporting American football again this year.
All right. Well, on that
Kim,
note,
sorry, Sarah.
Yeah, let's transition over to video games. Kim, why don't you walk through the monthly freebies since we have some new items on there to talk about?
Alrighty, give me a minute here to pull that up.
While you're doing that, then I'll play a jingle.
Yes,
go for it.
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
Alrighty. Your freebies for the month are your games with gold, are Hitman, the complete first season, available now through the 30th. We Were Here, hey, I read it right this time, available September 16th through October 15th. Almost screwed that one up, though. Earth Defense Force 2025, available now through the 15th. And Tekken Tag Tournament 2, available the 16th through the 30th. And the last, your backwards compatible. I think we all know that by now.
Right.
PlayStation Plus are Batman, Arkham Knight, and Darksiders 3. I've got this pop up on my laptop and it won't quit being annoying. Twitch Prime games for the month are Yoku's Island Express, Stealth Inc. 2, A Game of Clones. Oh, that's funny. Chicken Assassin Reloaded.
Is that a story about Robin's chickens?
It is, yeah. You beat the story me to of Robin. It, yes.
And Manuel Samuel are your Twitch games for the month. So get to it. Free games.
Twitch is good.
Yeah. Twitch has got some good games in there. I think it... I honestly can't see myself playing any of these free games anytime soon, just given the sheer volume of games coming out and also just coming out through Game Pass. I don't want to just try and sing the praises of Game Pass, but I mean, it has been it's been a game changer for me this year. I mean, I think about how much money Mark and I spent the year before.
Yeah.
And now this year in comparison, it's insane.
I think we've only bought three games this year, haven't we?
I know. Yeah, we've only bought three games. Mm-hmm. Whereas last year, I think we collectively spent about 700 plus bucks in games. So.
I keep thinking back to the year of living gamelessly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, How can I do that now? Seriously, I mean, because there's between your PSN and Xbox Live Gold, that was bad enough, and Twitch Prime, if you're Amazon, you've got that automatically, and a lot of people have Amazon Prime. And now with Game Pass, it would be pretty much impossible because I have to reprogram myself to go, I'll try this. I don't mind if an achievement pops because I'm going to try it. Where before I was quite tight about achievements. I didn't want to dilute my overall completion score and stuff like that there. But now I can dip in and out, and if I don't like it, well, I can move on.
Couldn't
do it.
Before I was like, oh, I need to buy that. But now it's a case of, I don't want to buy that yet because it might go on Game Pass. I don't want to buy that because I've got all these games.
Well,
and now it's a case of not buying games, whereas before we used to buy everything.
Right.
It's a different culture completely now.
Yeah, it definitely has changed. It has changed my buying habits, which I didn't think was a possibility, but it absolutely has. Apparently, the Arizona Cardinals just scored a touchdown.
No.
Okay, never mind. They got a first down. Okay. All right. Well, here's what we're going to do, because there's a few games on here that I think all of us have played.
All right.
So we're going to save talking about those for the second half, if you will.
All right.
So instead, we're going to have Robin talking about his one game that's different. Mark, we're going to have you talking about your kind of combined two games that are one and the same, if you will, and different.
Yeah.
And then we'll dive into everything else. Fair enough?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So Robin, Let's talk Yoku's Island Express.
Okay. Well, as you heard, this is now available on Twitch. So it's free. So I bought it. There you go. That's the way it goes. Yoku's Island Express. I have now finished it this week. I have had a ball with it. It's a... Do you remember when we argued about what type of game this is?
Yeah.
The Trials? You know, it was a platformer. It was a racing game.
Platform racer, yeah.
Yeah, well, this is a platforming pinball adventure video game, okay? So it's pinball, and it's platforming, and it's Metroidvania, and it's cute. It's published by Team 17. And
a lot of the Worms people, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it was developed by a Swedish company, which is maybe understand some of the humor, called Villa Gorilla. It was released in 2018 for the Switch, Windows, PlayStation, Xbox One, all right. And you play as a dung beetle. So it's not just a little insect you play as. You play as you're a dung beetle. Now, for some strange reason, you're the postmaster. You've taken over this island. The postmaster is retired on this little island. And you go to the island as you start of the game and you take over delivering parcels and letters all around. But there is a nasty thing going on, of course, that you have to try and save the island and restore the big weird guy. It's weird. It's wonderful. The story is nonsensical. It's cartoony. Again, as I said before, it is as if Ori and the Blind Forest and Pinball Express had a baby, and this is what it is. It's cute.
A quick question,
yeah,
Robin?
Yeah, yeah, ask away.
Why did you buy it? Is it on Game Pass?
Mm-hmm. It's on Game Pass.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Well, what is? Sorry, I didn't buy it.
All right.
I didn't buy it.
I thought you did a bongo.
Sorry. Sorry, I did. In another life, I always wanted to buy it. I've always looked at this and went, I would like this. So sort of the way the gameplay goes, you go through and there's little characters that tell you a bit of the story, and it's the usual stuff. You have to go here to get the, you know, collect this parcel and give it to this other guy. Fetch quest stuff. And on certain parts of it then, to get to the open the chest or open the package, you sort of pop into a pool table part with bumpers, and there's like power-ups, you know, when you go over the bumpers and there's little lights and you hit three lights and then something else gets released. Well, there's all that sort of stuff goes on.
You said pool table. Do you mean pinball table?
Sorry, pinball. Yeah.
Okay. Just double check.
Yeah, pinball.
Yeah, come on, Greg. Yeah,
threw me off there for a second.
Yeah, oh, did I? Okay. That's Captain Jack talking. So it's just a wonderful, joyous, happy, colourful game. It's not as hard, anywhere near as hard as Ori and the Blind Forest or some of those Metroidvania. It's not as heavy-duty Metroidvania games as Castlevania. There are bits you can go back to as you get certain powers. There's no explanation why you're a dung beetle attached to a pinball ball.
Well, they roll around the balls of shit, don't they?
It never explains why that pinball is why that's ever happened. You can change your balls. You can have a b-ball. But there's lots of weird and wonderful little characters in it. Look, you know what? It's a joyous, happy game. If you like a bit of platforming, you like a bit of Metroidvania, if you like a bit of pinball, it's not that heavy-duty pinball. But if you wanted just a fun, light experience that'll take you maybe, I don't know, 8 hours or so to complete, It was lovely. I recommend.
What's it like to control then? Is it hard to control?
No. When you're not on a pool table, it's left and right.
Pinball table.
And then
yeah.
Yeah. No. When you're not in a
drink.
No. When you're not on a pinball table, it is just left and right.
Table. That's a whole different topic.
When you're not on a pinball table
after dark.
It is a Metroidvania. You know, you are just walking around and the ball rolls around with you. It gives a bit of gravity to it. But when you're in the pinball table, unlike pinball where you have you can't really break the ball. As in put the brakes on, you can run the opposite direction to slow the ball down. So it is a spin on pinball. But the flippers and bumpers are there, so you know, your left trigger, your right trigger, or your flippers when you're in the pinball table. And when you're not in the pinball table, left trigger, right trigger rolls you around. you roll in that way, or you walk that way.
Looks really
it's lovely.
Cute.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it looks good.
It is very, very
it's
cute.
It's the sort of game I'd like. Yeah, I like my platform, so I'd like this.
Yeah, not too long. Like these little barrel things you've seen just going above there, that's called the beeline. And the beeline is a fast travel way to get around the map, and you unlock the beeline as you go along. But you sort of get sucked up into the barrel, and you turn it at a left or right, and you get fired out of the barrel into another barrel, and then you turn it, and it goes, and it's like comic, like shooting out of a cannon towards the next barrel 100 yards up the map. So yeah, it's lots of fun. Recommended.
All right.
So Yuko's Island Express, give it a whiz. It's free everywhere now. Maybe I don't know about the PlayStation, but I'm sure it's available. It's on Switch. It's on PlayStation 4 if you want to play it. I'm sure it's not that expensive. It's now Twitch Prime on PC and, of course, in Game Pass. So go play.
Ways to get it.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, let's talk about Ghost Recon.
Yeah.
You finished Wildlands.
Yeah, I finally finished Wildlands last week. Finished the whole campaign. I've done all the missions and everything. I thought I was up to like 80-odd hours. I actually did just over 50 in it, so it wasn't as bad as I thought. It felt like 80-odd hours. It did seem to drag on, but yeah, the final boss wasn't really a fight. It was a bit disappointing. Getting there was a challenge, but it had a bit of a twist to it story wise, and it was okay. But yeah, just glad it's over now. And that threw me straight into Ghost Recon Breakpoint. The beta is out. Right. I think it's until tomorrow.
Yes, I have completely avoided this, by the way.
Yeah,
mostly because I knew we were getting it. I knew we were getting it. The limited amount I played before, I was sold. So I didn't want... I've been on this no spoiler thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's not really many spoilers, because it is exactly the same as the alpha, the same intro, the same missions, but it's obviously the more polished product from the alpha. Graphically, it's better now. It's got the HDR and the 4K visuals now, where it didn't before. It was quite poor textures before. So now it looks gorgeous. They've introduced the skill trees now, so you can use the skill trees and the level up system in the beta. Or beta, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Yeah, so even though it was the same game as the alpha, it felt different enough, and it was just fun playing through again, getting to that first area where there's the communal place where the all the players congregate. What, I can't remember.
Oh, like
now.
A hub world?
Yeah, hub world, yeah. So yeah, I got to there, and then after I did that bit, I just went off and I didn't do any more missions. I just drove around finding enemies and different camps, and some are more difficult than others, and they have a red marker on above their heads to tell you that they are more difficult.
That's kind of a throwback to Assassin's Creed, the new, I think Origins did that, but I know Odyssey does that in particular.
Yeah. Well, I think Ubisoft's taken a leaf out of a lot of different games and put it into this one, because it's got elements of Division in it, with the weapons leveling up, weapon attachments, the clothing, because they even call it gear score now in this. So as you level up, your gear score increases. And it'll say, this area, we recommend a gear score of this much, which is exactly the same as Division. Like you say, there's elements of VIPG stuff in Assassin's Creed. I think it's going to be quite deep, this game. I think it's going to suck a lot of time, even more than Wildlands. But yeah, I think it's going to be
You put in quite a bit of time in Wildlands. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah,
excellent.
It's been good. And there's no NDAs this time on the beta. There was on the alpha, but none on this.
Right.
So hence, I've got the footage up.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, we are excited for this to come out. And I think it comes out November?
I can't remember. I think it was October. I thought it was October, but
it might be late October, early November. Either way, it's coming soon.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about Torchlight 2. Kim, first of all, a little bit of a thank you. You gifted us this game,
sure.
So I have to say thank you to you for that.
Thanks, Kim.
You're welcome.
Robin, truthfully, truth be told, she gifted it to Mark.
She gifted it to me.
I'm just a beneficiary.
But I was very disciplined and said I wasn't going to buy it. I lasted about 3 minutes.
But Kim felt sorry for me because I love Torchlight 1 and I couldn't... September's been a really tight month money-wise for me and I've just no spare cash. And Kim took pity on me and bought me this. But when you're gifting games, you cannot gift across regions. Luckily, I game share with an American brother. So he redeemed the code and we both got the game anyway. So it all worked out in the end. But yeah, just really appreciate it, Kim. Indeed. Thank you very much. And I love the game, it says. Sure. But I'll let Kim talk about it first.
Yeah, so let's talk about it, Kim. I know you put some time into it, so your thoughts and impressions.
Well, you know, I played it when it came out on the PC, so I knew what I was getting into. So I was just looking forward to it because I could play it on the big TV with my controller, which was nicer. So it holds up. What can I say? It's been out for quite a long time, and it holds up. I mean, yesterday I think I played it for like 4 hours. So that, you know, my biggest... Yeah, right. My biggest gripe is you can't make the map bigger. And I'm one of them.
So I agree with you.
Yeah.
That's a weird niggle.
Right?
You had a little monster at your feet.
I did.
Yeah, so the UI, it has the map screen up in the right-hand corner. And you can zoom in on that. So you can zoom, but you can't ever open up the map to be the full screen.
Like in Diablo, you can get the full map screen and look. Yeah, but in this, you can't. It's weird. And we did some co-op the other night, and I said to Kim, how do you have a full map up? She's saying, I don't think you can. And then I Googled it, and nope, you can't do it. You can't even do it on PC.
Right.
No.
So. It's a weird design decision. For whatever reason, they went that route. Outside of that, I mean, visually, I think it looks very similar to the original Torchlight. Very colorful palette, kind of using a cartoony kind of character to, I almost want to say Fortnite-like look, but maybe a little dumbed down. I do like that they have a lot of different types of characters now. So when you start it up, there's multiple different types of characters, and ironically, one that uses guns, which that threw me off. That's what I ended up going with, by the way.
Yeah, I went with that one. Yeah, tried something different.
Greg.
Yes.
So how many of you didn't play Diablo 3?
I've played it on Xbox, PS4, and PC. I've played it 3 times.
Yeah, because so this is Diablo Lite, Greg. So if you like this, 100%. You will love Diablo 3.
Yes. No, and totally agree, Robin. Totally agree. Yeah. And Diablo has definitely a different, I think it has a much more realistic vibe to it, obviously.
Part of the story.
Sort of.
Yeah, well, sort of.
The thing I love about Torchlight is the pet you have. When your inventory's full in Diablo or any other game, you have to open up a portal, go back to town, sell all your gear. This, you transfer all the stuff you want to sell to your pet, send your pet to town, he sells it for you, and comes back. And depending on how much your gear you've got and where you are, there's like a time scale to it, so you lose your pet for a little bit because he obviously helps in combat as well. But yeah, that's one of the best features. Yeah. And you can feed.
What pet did you go with, by the way?
I went with a wolf.
I got a panther.
I went panther as well. Yeah. Funny story to that, though. I did not realize when you feed the pet.
I was just
going to
say, fish.
Yep.
I gave it a fish, and suddenly it turned into a spider.
Yep.
Oh, spider, like, right. Hell? Well, I know there's certain fish, if you read the description, what you press, I think it's Y for details, it tells you what it'll do to your pet. Some of them can be quite sort of like improvement on battle statistics, so you can, they'll be really good in combat for you. So,
yep.
I have a cute little dog.
Yeah, did you pick the bulldog? Oh, there's a little cute little chihuahua type, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just imagine that would be quite funny, a wee tiny dog attacking a big monster.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Not to mention lugging all your stuff back to town, you know?
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I think this is an improvement on the original Torchlight. It is, you know, it's a really solid game. I don't know how much it is regularly right now, but
$20,
$16.
I think that's a pretty good bargain for what you get out of this game.
But this has been out for quite a while.
Oh yeah, well yeah, yeah. On PC, yeah, it's been out for a while. I don't even know, 4, 5, 6 years, something like that. Maybe longer. You know,
Torchlight 2. that mm-hmm. long?
Yeah. It's been up for a while because I can remember playing it on the PC when I lived in the other house. So,
Fair enough.
The only thing I wish too is they need to get the multiplayer co-op thing figured out because we kept dropping.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the connection thing or what, or if it's something they need to fix.
Was this you were trying to play with Mark?
Yeah, we were on together. Because this is up to four players as well.
Yeah. Yep.
2012.
There'd be times where all of a sudden Kim wouldn't be there, but her name would still be in the corner. I can see her health. Then other times she'd go and her name would drop as well. But if you went into the menu and looked on view player, she was still in the game. So it was really weird how it worked.
Okay.
So I'm hoping they're going to patch that soon.
Well, we're going to be talking about more connection issues in just a second here.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess we could dive right into that. So let's talk about the biggest game that came out this past week, which was Gears 5. Gears of War 5, but Gears 5.
Gears 5, yeah, they've dropped the war bit.
They have dropped the war bit. Thoughts?
It's one of the most beautiful games ever built.
The game, the gameplay, the game itself is brilliant. I think I do this on purpose. When there's been a few of the games, I think, it's going to be meh, it's going to be the same again. And I think I downplay it, so I'm not overhyped. But I absolutely love this game. This game is brilliant. The gameplay is amazing. The characters are fantastic. Looks absolutely stunning in 4K HDR. Absolutely amazing. The lighting and everything. I like the new Jack, the little flying robot dude. He was in Gears of War 4. In this one now you can level him up. You can improve him, add abilities. So that's quite a neat little feature. The other thing what's tainted this game for me a little bit is what we've mentioned earlier, which is some connection issues.
Yeah, so this game, and I'm not sure why it does it, but it always is using or checking a internet connection. So when you start it up, it connects you to the servers. I think it's because we're in Game Pass Ultimate and we're early access. So I think it's doing some kind of checks, but something within this network server infrastructure is, unfortunately bugged, because Mark, you've experienced multiple checkpoint issues.
Yeah. It's every time it saves a checkpoint, you get the checkpoint logo in the bottom left corner and it says saving progress and it'll just keep spinning and spinning. Sometimes I can carry on playing, but when I can't progress, the door to you need to open to go to the next thing will open. Or I'll just get a loading screen, one or the other. It's happened about 5 times on me now, and I end up having to quit out and go back in. And I do lose quite a bit of progress on the previous chapter, so it's annoying. Because there's a lot of collectibles in this as well, and I have gone out of my way to search every little bit I can to find these collectibles, and I've got to do it all over again.
Right.
It's annoying. It's frustrating.
Yeah. No, and
but not everybody has had this.
No.
Yeah, I think that's
I'm not sure if it was just me at first, but then I did a search online on Twitter and on Reddit, and it's affecting a lot of people.
It's usually you. usually is you.
It's all your fault, Mark. It is all your
fault. You're usually the one with
If it
the
wasn't
problem.
For that, this game would be, spot on for me. Cause it's so good. It is so good. It's such a disappointment I've got these issues.
And I will say, and this is not to downplay your issues, Mark, but it is at least between the four of us here, I think I had one checkpoint issue where I turned it off before I think I got to the proper save checkpoint area.
Yeah.
So it set me back a little ways in terms of when I fired it back up. That's the only checkpoint issue I've had. So I know your frustration. I've seen it. So I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
But I know it's not affecting everybody, so I don't want to keep anybody playing this game. That's the most important thing.
Okay, I'm loving the depth of the characters. So I feel like I've been around these guys now for years, which we have. But I feel that the way they've evolved or the way they've, it feels like these guys are real. That the story is good. It's been told really, really well. It doesn't feel like a computer game story.
They upped the writing in this. In Gears 5, they really took the writing to another level. Gears 4 to me was a little bit of a letdown because I thought they played it really safe.
Yeah.
It was a good game, but they played it pretty safe. And in this game, I think the direction, the voice acting, everything has been just really well done. And I think they took to heart they needed a AAA game that, you know, kind of, you know, matched up to what Sony's been doing. Because Sony's been putting out some amazing first-party titles, mm-hmm. and Xbox has been lacking that. And so mm-hmm. I think they delivered on that promise with this game, for sure.
Mm. Mm. So has anybody got to the interesting new gameplay style yet? I don't want to know about it, but have you got to something that's really different? No?
Yes.
Change of pace?
Yes, I have. Mark, I know you have as well. We kind of alluded to it. You know, I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. Okay, so if you have played
a positive thing, good thing.
But yes, the changes they have made, I feel, are a positive for Gears. It still feels accessible. It still feels familiar.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. they're doing some just additional things that are new to Gears.
Yeah.
That's so, the best way I can put it.
So yeah, so that first act. The first chapter, I'm in, about three on, and I've came across the first batch of baddies, which I don't really recognize from before. They're like flying blankets. So these are like a swarm of flying red blankets.
Like, it goes into detail about that later on. They'll explain it.
So now they've got me sort of taught again about all of the moves, a couple of chapters in. Now they're starting to throw all the new stuff at me. So it's good. Yep. Good.
One of the other things that I really like that they did in this game, and this is, again, part of that accessibility thing, is at the very beginning of the game, in the menus, you can – once you start the campaign, they walk you through a kind of a recap of what happened in Gears 4.
Yeah,
that was really good.
Great.
Yeah.
But in the extras, they actually have a recap of Gears, of
the whole
storyline.
The whole history,
It's just all video cutscenes from all of the different games.
Yeah. Nice.
And it's narrated, and it's just a nice touch to help somebody who doesn't know Gears. If you're getting this game and you've never played Gears before, that's a real easy way to get caught up to speed on what this game is about.
You can tell this is a good game because, like, just at the end of Act 1, when I finished for all the chapters in Act 1, I was just like, wow, did that just happen? And I'm texting Pete because I know he'd finish it. I'm saying, oh my God, end of Act 1, wow. And he's saying, yeah, I told you so. And that's just Act 1, and there's, like, I think there's four or five different acts in this, with different chapters. So, yeah, this game's got me gripped. It's really,
good. So, quick question. Kim, how much did you spend on Gears of War 5, the very latest, one of the best games that have been ever released?
How much time wise have I spent?
How much money have you? How much money did you pay for it?
I haven't spent any money.
And Mark, how much did you buy it for?
Zero.
And Greg, how much did you buy it for?
Well, it is included in my subscription for.
Yeah, here
Game
we go.
Pass.
That cost me a pound for nearly 2 years worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
This is kind of that game-changing thing that Game Pass has brought to the table. It's first-party games being released day and date into Game Pass. I love it. Obviously as a subscriber, I think hopefully PlayStation is going to do something similar. They're going to follow suit. I think this is the direction our media entertainment's been going, Netflix and Hulu's and things like that. And the great part about competition is that content is what's driving the competition, not price, not availability. It's the content on these subscription services. So that, I think, is going to continue. And so we're going to see a continued effort to bring out good quality games into these types of services. So I'm very excited for the future of Game Pass. And likewise, I really do hope Sony is going to try and create something similar for PlayStation fans, because I think this kind of service could really be something worthwhile for them as well.
And the daft thing is, if this wasn't in Game Pass, we'd have bought this anyway, wouldn't we?
Why do English people-speaking persons that are in games are always Cockney buggers?
Because and assholes.
They sound tougher.
Sound like British people?
They sound tougher.
Because Americans wouldn't understand a Geordie or a Scouse.
Exactly.
Robin.
I mean, they managed to get through that other big game that you like on the horse and unicorn sex. And it's full of Geordies, Northerners.
Yes.
Geralt. Yeah. That's all through different regional accents.
Yeah, but let me just say, there's been a few times where I've been like online playing with some friends that are from other parts of the UK, and I have struggled to understand what the fuck they're saying.
Because and if I'm from now, you're screwed, man. Yeah.
No, I know. I don't believe they're speaking English, for the record. I believe it's something different. It's some other kind of dialect. Dwarven, maybe. I don't know. But it is not English. That's all I have to say to that. Anyway, Gears 5. Highly recommend.
Cool. Yep. I liked it, yeah, so far.
And real quick, has anybody played multiplayer?
No. I know Phil has, but he's the only
Phil
one.
Has.
Yeah. But I know he's getting a few connection issues.
So.
Yeah, none of us have played multiplayer yet, which that speaks, I think, highly of the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
I am dying to try out Horde mode. I'm definitely excited to get into the multiplayer. But right now, campaign is consumed.
Yeah, well, that's why Pete's not on. One of the reasons why Pete's not on tonight, because he's only got today to get the campaign done, and he's dedicated 15 solid hours to finish the campaign today. So yeah. He's probably playing it right now.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Auburns.
All right. Well, with
strawberry
that said,
blondes.
Gingers. Okay. Let's dive into a news quiz, Mark. Or not a news quiz, but a quiz.
A quiz. Let's have this jingle. I've got two different ones.
Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now crank this motherfucker up.
What's that noise?
Sorry, that was me.
That's all right. All right, so what's that noise? The quiz is back, and you'll hear three audio clips again as usual this week, and they are all from the Gears of War franchise.
Oh, boy.
Right. Yeah. My WhatsApp up is ready. Yeah. I am good to go, baby.
So where it works now is you can earn 2 points by not having any clues. If you know it without the multiple choice, WhatsApp me the answer and you can get 2 points. If you don't know the answer or you get it wrong in your first option, when I give you multiple choice, you get another guess and that's worth 1 point. So everyone's got the WhatsApps ready. Robin has for definite because I've got quite a few messages. One begins with a C. Anyway.
Is there a theme to our WhatsApp? Or WhatsApp. Is there a theme to the quiz that we
Yeah,
know about?
Just said Gears of War.
The war.
I was not paying attention. I was watching my football.
Yeah, I said all clips this week are from the Gears of War franchise. So what you have to do is you have to tell me what clip, what game the clip is from. So it could be Gears of War 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or Judgment.
All right, okay.
So it's not as easy as it sounds. But I have made them so that there are clues in the audio which should give it away.
Okay.
So, right. So, are you ready for number one? So, after I've played this, you've got 30 seconds to WhatsApp me an answer without the multiple choice, and I'll give you some options. So, here we go.
Round one.
This is the last time I fly with a budget airline. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you look over the side, you might see Anvil Gate. Lovely historic city of Anvagon. It is lovely, right?
Even Sam says it's the ass end of the world, and it's her hometown. So it's got to be Mira that's holding your dad, Marcus.
And now she knows I'm coming for him.
So that last bit should give it away. But yeah, so yeah, tell me your WhatsApps of what you think that's from.
So you want to know which Gears
which,
it is?
Which
yeah?
Gears game that is from? Could be Gears Pop. You never know.
Yeah, I never know. I remember playing this with a man in a sleeping bag.
Right, I've got an answer from Kim. I've got an answer from Greg. And I've got an answer from Robin. Right, so I'll give you the options now. Is it A, Gears of War 1? Is it B,
really?
Gears of War 2? Is it C,
what's next?
Gears of War Judgment? Or is it D, Gears of War 3? So is it one, two, Judgment, or three? If you've already said...
So what do we do now?
If you want to change your answer now, you can do.
So
I say how many's got it right?
Well, yeah.
Because I don't want to give Greg the answer, you see. I will say that Robin and Kim have both got it correct. So they both get... It's still a learning curve. So, yeah, Greg, you need to... Yeah, right, here we go. Yeah. So, yeah, the answer is Gears of War 3. Greg originally put Gears of War 2. So, Greg gets 1 point, but Robin and Kim both get 2 points. I've written it down this week, so I don't get it wrong. I think the Myra bit where he has to go at the end gives it away. Yep. And that's a bit with a flying bit with the airship thing. Right. In Gears 3. Yep. So, right, are you ready for number two?
Yes.
Okay.
Round two.
How's that missile work?
It's classified, but there's one here in Helvo. The inventor teaches at the academy.
Yeah, Professor Elliot. I worked in his lab at LaCroix before he went military. The missile draws power from refined emulsion. The more emulsion, the bigger the bomb.
Courtesy of your big boom.
God.
How close were you to the impact point?
Close enough. That thing would burn up this entire city.
This one's low yield. After the Hammer of Dawn, Elliot stopped working on it.
How low yield?
Baird, or Lieutenant. To fire that thing, you have to get the targeting beacon, the launch codes, personally activate the missile on site, and get this all approved by command.
Control, Kilo here. So, we're gonna get the light mass missile online and use it to kill General Khan. Any objections?
Works for me. All right, come on, cadet. You're going back to the academy. That's an order.
Bit of a long clip there, but I'm hoping the last little bit snippet might have give it away. So I've got an answer from Greg. I've got one from Robin and from Kim. And I can say you're all wrong. So I will give you the options. Is it A, Gears of War Judgment? Is it B, Gears of War 2? Is it C, Gears of War 3? Or is it D, Gears of War 4? Judgment 2, 3 or 4?
Shit.
God!
You know what? I'm going to go with that one again.
Right, again. The answers are in.
I just heard that.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, but I didn't think anybody's going to be sneaky about that. No.
One of you has got it right, two have got it wrong. This is a game Nicole said should never be in a Gears game.
Judgment.
It is Gears of War Judgment.
Judgment.
Yep. Yeah. Well done, Greg.
It's the only one that had the Russian guy in it.
Yeah, the emulsion missile thing. Yeah.
Should have known.
And that General Khan, yeah. So well done, Greg. Greg gets 1 point. Right. So you ready for question three?
Yep.
Here we go.
Let's do this.
Did any of us get that right? No?
Yes.
Greg got it on the multiple choice, so Greg got 1 point. So you're all on 2 points so far.
Okay.
So two more points up for grabs.
Final round.
Hey, Santiago, what you doing here? No news on the lady, man. I'll tell you if I heard anything. I don't want people seeing me with you, all right? It's not good for business, man.
Give me that junker of yours.
Say what? Get real, man.
I'm serious. We need it.
Sorry to hear you're having problems, man, but I'm not giving you my ride, yo.
You owe me one. I'm calling in the favor right now.
All right, man, I'll do it. Yo, on one condition. They stay here, yo. That's collateral. We can use the extra guns, man.
Done.
It's a Chaff's gas station. Watch who go get it. Hey, yo, Santiago. We even now, man. No more favors, asshole.
Right, I've got an answer from Greg and one from Kim.
Okay. Fuck.
All right. I think I'm wrong. That's a pure and utter stupid guess.
I can say, and this is going to shock Greg, you were all wrong.
No, not shocked, because that was a guess.
I'm very happy.
Greg was so shocked. Confident.
I am shocked because...
You were so confident. Okay. Your options are A, Gears of War 1. B,
yes.
Gears of War 2. C,
really?
Gears of War 3. Gears of War 3. Or D, Gears of War 4.
Ah.
1, 2, 3, or 4.
Wow. What was the middle one again?
2.5. Ooh.
Okay, so it's the first sentence. Oh, Robin.
Right.
Then maybe give it away.
Right, so the second row of answers are in. One of you has got it right, two of you got it wrong.
Okay.
I can't believe you. I thought you all would have got this. Because it's the bit with a vehicle where they have to go to the petrol station to get the vehicle.
Right, and it's with Ice-T, right? Or it was an Ice-T or MC Hammer that was...
I think it's Ice-T.
But it's talking to Dominic Santiago, so Dom's only in, obviously, 1 and 2.
Right.
So Greg's putting Gears of War 3, Dom died in 2.
No, Dom died in 3.
Spoilers!
No, Dom died in 3.
Oh, was it 3? Oh, it was his Mrs.
Yeah.
White.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Spoilers!
Spoilers! But anyway...
So apparently I got it wrong.
Yeah, but it was Gears of War 1. It was the original one. Yeah.
Oh.
Kim got it right. Well, Gears of War 1.
Very good, Kim.
Yeah, and that's a bit where you have to drive a vehicle and there's the krill flying around, isn't there? And you're in that, there's a whole level dedicated to driving around in that vehicle, I think.
I don't know, I just guessed because I didn't play 1.
Yeah, no, I remember the krill part, but I thought that was 3. Obviously I was wrong.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I took the audio from Gears of War 1 cutscene video, so... Good job, Kim gets 3 points in total. Robin and Greg both got 2 points, so well done, guys.
Alright.
Thanks for doing that, Mark. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Are you going to update the leaderboard? Do you want us to update our scores?
Yeah, I'll do it. So I've got it right.
I don't want any cheating going on, because Robin's lurking.
What's he done? He's just done some...
Exactly. Robin just cheated. Yep.
Oh. I didn't put 2 there.
Is it 12?
You had 4, didn't you? So you're on 6.
Yeah.
I don't know about that now.
Kim gets 3 points, so Kim is on 10. So Kim takes a lead. So we've got Kim on 10 points, Greg on 9, Robin on 6, Phil's on 2, Gary's on 3, and Pete's on 7. Pete would have loved this week's quiz as well. But he's not yet, so you snooze, you lose.
Yeah, exactly. You want to take the day off and play games.
Oh yeah, just because you've got diarrhea. Yeah,
exactly. We know the truth. All right. I don't think there was any news that went on this past week.
Making this up.
I did not pay any attention to the news. Literally, I was focused on football and Antonio Brown. That was my news feed for the entire week. So
the news is Gears of War 5 has got issues. Yeah, that's the news.
The news is Gears of War 5 has issues for Mark.
I was going to say for Mark.
Nobody
so
else.
Far I've been lucky. Yeah. So.
Exactly. I think it's Mark's internet.
Baby.
The shit I'm getting in the WhatsApp chat is unbelievable. I just put, if it was happening to you guys, it'd be different. Oh, no.
But we love you, Sleepboard.
It's so frustrating, though.
I know. I could tell at one point you were actually a little pissed off at me because I was giving you a stick. So I'm like, all right, let me dial it back a little. Anyway, all right. No news this week, but Kim, we do have games coming out.
We do, and a couple of big ones are in there. Well, actually, 3 big ones because for some of us, one's already out. But anyway, for your new releases for September 8th through the 14th are eFootball PES 2020. I'm assuming it's a football game. For the PlayStation 4,
it's peas. It's like vegetables. You kick vegetables around.
Okay, and it's out September 10th. Gears 5 for the Xbox One and PC, out also on September 10th. Greedfall for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC, also out on September 10th. I'm still contemplating buying that. I just don't know.
I will just say this right now. I did see if I can get us a review copy, which I will send to you if we do get it. I don't know that we will or not, but...
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, exactly.
Please. Borderlands 3 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Stadia, and PC on the 13th.
Stadia?
Stadia, yeah. I was kind of
shocked. It's not even out yet, is it, Stadia?
So,
No, it's not. I think this is their subtle way of making sure that they get considered in part of the conversation to say, hey, this game's going to come to Stadia when it launches.
This game comes out on September 10th. Yay! But you can't have it until November. Yay!
It's only stupid people are going to get that thing.
Mm. Exactly.
Robin.
Especially when there's a free version coming later.
Daemon X Machina for the Switch on September 13th. NASCAR Heat 4 for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC for September 13th.
This looks good.
Yep.
Yeah. NHL 20 for the for September. NHL 20 for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One on the 13th as well. And those are your new releases. So happy gaming.
Happy gaming.
The NASCAR game. A few of the recent NASCAR games never released in Europe. And some of them look quite good, because Gary kept saying, oh, we'll have a NASCAR playdate one Friday night. I think he's going back a couple of years on the 360, but yeah, they never released over here. So I'd be interested to look at that.
NASCAR Heat, yeah.
Gears of War 5.
That wrecking one.
Wreckfest.
Wreckfest.
Loads of people say, a lot of people say it's a lot of fun. Is that on Game Pass?
It is not on Game Pass.
No, isn't.
You have to use that money stuff for it.
No, but, I can't be doing any of that.
What is that money stuff?
I don't know. I press the print on the machine and it comes out.
I feel entitled now. I want all my games free.
I know. That is the danger, right? You know, Game Pass, you know, if you buy a game, especially something that's indie, maybe it's not a huge following.
It wasn't recent. I bought Kingdom Come Deliverance when it was on a sale. It was cheap enough, and then a month later, it's on Game Pass. I know it's happened to Robin a lot.
And let's just real quickly. Well, one thing about this is, you know, games do come off Game Pass.
Yeah.
So if that happens, apparently something bad just happened to the Arizona Cardinals. If that does happen, by buying the game, obviously you still get to, you know, keep it and play it. So that is one of the advantages of buying the game. And I know oftentimes we'll see these games come up in game sales, even though they're on Game Pass.
Mm-hmm. But you've been playing it in Game Pass and you really liked it, you'll invest in it if it's going to disappear.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you might buy the DLC.
Right. I bought Hitman 2.
Or Camel Bad for you.
There you go.
Gears of War 5 comes out on general release September 10th. So at the moment, it's only Ultimate Editions and Game Pass Ultimate players who have got it. So I hope they've sorted their issues by then. Otherwise, it's going to be a complete shit fest.
Hopefully.
Yeah. For you.
Hopefully.
For everyone.
For you. For you.
For you.
For you.
AMF, baby.
Let's face it. Pete is the true test right now. He's ginger, so things bad should happen to him.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's playing all day long, we should be hearing multiple rants about how he's lost saves and lost progress. So if we don't hear this, Mark, I think ultimately it's just you.
Yeah,
you. Just quick shout out to Deal the Lifeguard. I feel your pain, Deal. I am a Cardinals fan. Yes, and yes, thank you. We're 10-0 down. Yes.
Oh no.
Hey, that's not that bad. 10-0 down.
No, I know. Compared to last year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just funny. The New Zealand All Blacks were playing Western Samoa over the last few days in rugby. That's. Like real football without pads.
Yeah. New Zealand All Blacks, by the way, are like one of the premier teams in rugby.
Definitely.
I think they taught them a lesson last week. I think it was 92-0.
Holy.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ouch. Ow. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, carry on. So, Mark, what else are you going to suffer with now? What's next?
I could talk about the Trials Challenge.
I think we should.
Okay.
So we've just had trial number 26. 26 weeks we've been doing this. That's half a year. Wow. And it's still going strong. This week's track was Siberian Express. What a fucking bastard of a track this was. This was on This was on a moving train. And I didn't know because I'd never played it before. I just picked it out of the map. So you're going to fucking hate next week. So anyway, I'll go on to that.
I just say, I did not remember what track this was until I fired it up. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my God.
I thought I was doing quite well, and I did this jump, and the fucking sign above the train track just wiped me out. Right. And, oh, no. Start again.
Yeah.
I gave up. I absolutely gave up.
I did, too. Yeah. That's why I'm shocked at this week's results.
Never mind.
So here's this week's top 10. In 10th place is Kim GamerGirl27 with 132.233.
Who stopped for a picnic on the way around?
Yeah, she stopped for some holy shit snacks.
Quick snack.
Yeah, in 9th place, Scott Stubby with 119.771. In 8th place was me with 117.899 because I gave it up for this week for Pete. I let him take a win this week, so he hasn't won for a long time. The legit Chinner came in 7th with 109.446. Snoogans was 6 with 108.195. Chubster 999 108.393. In 4th place, Murphy's Law 59.009, making the sub 1 minute. In 3rd place, back from his holidays, back with a vengeance, wanting revenge on Uncle Greggles, Martin C 1984 53.786. That's 6.
I don't know how you guys
5 seconds faster, Greg.
Yeah. So the key was there is a early jump that you have to just make. And it is like when you make it, you're like, holy shit, I just made it. And then the rest of the track is in front of you. And if you fuck that up, you're obviously screwed. Mm. But that one jump can save you a good 3 seconds at least. Mm. And I struggled to make that jump. And finally, I just said, fuck it. I'm done. Can't do it.
So, your top two, who's it going to be? In second place is Womble. Nick, he did it in 50.897. But in first place, with a staggering 48.69, is Luis Raimondo. Playing skills, he's taking the top spot again. So, well done, Luis. Yeah, that is an awesome time. Absolutely.
Oh, achievers, all of you.
You're unreal. You're like robotic.
Yeah. All right, Luis did it in 48 seconds. And, like, me and Kim are, like, 1 minute 20, 1 minute 30. Right. He did it in nearly a minute faster.
I did it probably a handful of times, and that was as fast as I could get to finish it. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm done.
Yeah. So the next challenge number 27, will be Siberian Skies, which I haven't seen it, but I've got an inkling it might be the same sort of idea, but on jumping from aeroplane to aeroplane. I don't know. I'm guessing. But it doesn't sound good. Well, that's using the Rhino bike. So get your times in by 7 p.m. next Sunday. If you want to take part and you're not already taking part, just tweet me at Mechanics or leave a message on our Facebook page, on our group, and just search for OC Podcast. There's 3 tracks left after this one. 3 tracks left. That'll take us nicely to the end of September, to the end of our what we call our seasons for our victories achieved. Yep. So it'll work out nicely. That 3 left. So we're. If you've got any ideas of a new challenge which can try encompass all platforms, let me know. Tweet me at Mechanics or send me a message anywhere you can on Xbox or Facebook or whatever. Any suggestions for games? At the moment, we've got a few suggestions for Forza 7 for another like mini-type league, what Robin was very instrumental in doing last time and very tactical, telling people what tyres to use. Bastard. But sadly, that will accommodate PC and Xbox, but sadly won't accommodate PS4. But yeah, if we can find something that will cover all the platforms, that'd be good.
Yeah, I think Forza 7 could be a good call.
Yeah. Now, if we're doing a league, the only downside of that is getting everyone together at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
I love that.
Unless we do a hot lap league.
Yeah.
Maybe start with that, but I would love to have a little like a mini thing that we can organize over a couple of teams or races. That was fun. The Wreckfest thing looks fantastic because there's like a Ducks Destruction Derby in it, but it means people have to physically go and buy that.
Yeah, Womble put in the chat, in the WhatsApp chat, that you can actually have 2 teams on that, and he says you can have some people as lawnmowers and then 1 person as a combined harvester and then just battle it out in this arena. So that sounds a lot of fun. So last week we finished the Resogon challenge and I set up a new one on for PS4 players so they don't feel lost out for Wipeout Amiga Collection, which was last month's PS Plus game. Sadly, we've only had, well, 3 including me, 2 other players taking part. So if this doesn't really take off, I might drop this because there's quite a bit of time involved setting these up and collecting scores and stuff. But yeah, this past week's time trial mode was Vineta K in a speed class of Venom on the Wipeout HD game mode. So in third place was Sarah, RCGC, with 1 minute 46.52. I just pipped her just slightly. I got a 1 minute 44.63, but Mr. Overachiever, Tuscan77, wins the round with 1 minute 32.88. I think the instrumental thing there is it tells you how many of them speed pads he hits. He hit 33 speed pads. I think me and Sarah hit about 17. So I think that's a key thing there.
That'll be a difference for sure. Yeah.
So Wipeout Challenge number 2 will be the same game mode, Wipeout HD, time trial. The track is an Ulfa Pass, and again using the Venom. So this will be a test thing this week. If I don't get more than 3 people taking part this week, I'm going to drop it. So be warned.
All right. Well, yeah.
There's just not that many people with those PlayStation things. It's just not.
Well, at least
well
not
people
in
keep
their,
saying
in
there is.
Our circles. Yeah. But there are. There are definitely PlayStation players.
It's
out
crazy
there.
Because if you listen to the Xbox 2 podcast with Jez Corden and Randall, he's actually British, but he lives in Germany. He works for Windows Central. And he says over in Germany, hardly anyone has an Xbox. Everyone has got a PS4.
I mean, that's the same thing. And I mean, I think pretty much in almost every country out there, Europe, PlayStation has a definite lead.
Yeah, Europe is huge for PlayStation. Yeah. But yeah, can you blame
people? Because I mean, you know, Xbox came out more expensive, less power when it first launched.
Well, yeah, I did exactly
I think the narrative. The narrative was set up for PlayStation to dominate.
Yeah,
for sure.
And I went the same way. I went all in PlayStation initially. Interesting.
Hey, we have this thing called Victories Achieved. And that's a contest, Robin, that we like to basically give away some money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do your thing. Take a photograph, send it in, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Things not going achieved. Well.
No, but it's going extremely well. So the summer is ending. People are playing and finishing games. Pretty much, this is about just finishing those games. I know we've got so much choice now, but when you get something you like, get to the end of it. Enjoy the story, enjoy what it's all about, and really, enjoy your games.
Don't complain about checkpoints. Just get to the end of it. No?
Yeah, all Mark's fault. So what we do is, when you do finish that game, if you take a photograph of yourself, you tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag victory achieved. You go into our random pot, and once every 3 months, we pull out a winner from a hat or sock or whatever, or jockstrap or whatever I have, and we give you money, $20, 15 quid, and you can spend it on a game. PSN, XBell, Steam, whatever you want.
XBell, Steam.
You know, XBell, Steam. And people that won this year already, Dave Threomatic, Sarah has won. You know, she played Roundabout for all things, for goodness sake. Devil May Cry 5 was with Dave Threomatic, winner in June. So this next batch runs until the end of September. And people that are entered in automatically, and the more games you finish, the more likely you are to win. People that finished this week were Fletch, Daniel, Max, Curse of the Brotherhood. He's
great,
really
underrated game.
I've not played that yet.
Game. Yeah, it's a really good game.
It was a launch game with the Xbox One. Really, really good. It looks like a little kiddie game. When we first seen it advertised with all the games that were coming out first, it looked like a kid's game. It ain't. There's some tough bits, and some of the animations in it are fantastic. But Daniel is working his way through Game Pass, and at the moment he's really enjoying it, so he finished that. Caliburn M finished Street Fighter 2 Alpha. John Mouse, Prototype 2. He likes his old school stuff. Caliburn M finished one of your favorites, Mutant Year Zero.
Yeah, great game. Yeah.
Another highly underrated game, yes. Fantastic.
Dave 3-O-Matic finished Man of Medan.
I really want to give this a shot. I'm not big on horror games, but man, this looks good.
Mark Alex complained about it, but he finished Ghost Recon Wildlands.
It just seems to go on forever.
It's a big game.
I didn't complain about it and loved it. Yoko's Island Express, I finished that. Daniel Fletch, he also finished
from Game Pass again, Silence, The Whispered World. John Moyse finished Life is Strange Before the Storm. Now, John, you were asking, is Life is Strange 2 out somewhere as well, or on Game Pass, or sorry, somewhere to free or on an offer? It's in Game Pass.
Yeah, I think the first three episodes are there, aren't they? Four's coming out soon and five's out in December. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. And Pete, the 13. Legit ginger, number 13 himself, finished the Blair Witch Project. We're not quite sure. We think it's a puzzle platformer racing game.
Actually, I did play this. I did forget about this. I played a little bit of it. I don't know what to think.
Pete wasn't over enamored by it.
Yeah. It's kind of walking simulator. Mm. I got lost in the woods, which I think is part of part of it. But I kind of got turned off by the fact that I got lost in the woods because there's no map, there's no sense of direction. It was just like, maybe this is the point of the game, obviously. But so far. Yeah. That's my review.
Glad it's on Game Pass.
Well, yeah. I was just going to say the same thinking. It hasn't cost you anything, Greg.
Exactly. No, totally agree. So anyway, all right, let's push past this. We do need to
well
play
done, people.
A jingle. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh Mark. Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved. I can do that in my sleep. anyway, all right. It's a short show today, so we are going to get into the wrap-up mode. Let's talk about anything you want to talk about. Right now, Kim, give a shout-out to the people in the chat, because I think we've had a couple.
We've had a few. Yeah, let me pull up the list here. And
the list.
The list. Yes, because we've got a list. Yeah, there's a few in there. We've got Commander Root, Dale the Lifeguard, Lurks, Martin 1, Polizai, RCGC, Scott Stubby, Tide, The Legit Chinny, Zane Caber. Let me compare it to my other list, make sure I don't forget anyone, because that would be awful. Yankee Fan, 1888. Oh, yeah, I do my job. So, yeah, those are our shatters. So, you know, thanks for stopping by and keeping the chat jumping so we don't get bored, because, you know, otherwise, what's the point? So
yeah, they've been very chatty today again.
They really are.
Yeah.
It's nice. Yeah.
I'll let you guys do shout-outs, and then I'm going to do all the closing notes. I'm going to switch the game up a little.
Ooh. Looking good. All right. Yeah. Damn.
Mark, what about you? Any shout-outs?
Well, you can find me at Markanics on Twitter, which I only go on now if I get a notification. I just can't be asked going on there anymore. Markanics on all the gaming platforms, at Steam, PlayStation, Xbox, and everything. I want to shout out you guys for another great show. I want to shout out Pete for spoiling Gears of War 5. No, he didn't really. He had to go at me for spoiling it because I said something anyway.
No, you guys were killing me because you were starting to talk about things, and I'm like, hey, anything related to like what you see in the game, that's a spoiler.
It wasn't something you see, it was a game mechanic.
No, let's just real quickly, by the way, all podcasters out there,
yeah,
I am so tired of this. Well, this isn't really a spoiler, but in the game,
you mean Stu Fowler, yeah. And sometimes I'm at work, I'll have gloves on, I'll be covered in oil, and he'll say, right, oh, this is quick spoilers, just, and I can't do anything, I can't mute, I've got my headphones on, I can't mute, I'll get my phone out because I'm covered in oil, and then I get fucking spoiled. So, yeah. But apparently I'm as bad for saying a certain thing about a certain game. Who else am I going to shout out? A shout out to the Coalition for making one of the best games this year slightly tainted by having connection issues. So thanks for that, you bunch of wankers. Fix
it! That can be worked out.
Yeah, fix that shit. Fix it now, please. But apart from that, yeah, it's a great game. So, yeah, how about you, Kim? Oh, yeah. No, hang on, sorry. A massive shout-out to Kim for buying me Torchlight 2. Thank you very much, Kim. You're amazing.
You're welcome.
Go on, Kim. Your shout-outs.
All right. A shout-out to you guys, because it's always fun. I mean, even I could be in a pissed-off, terrible mood, and coming on here, it makes me feel better. Let's see. You can find me. I'm at GamerGirl27. That's Twitter. That's Xbox. That's Steam, although I haven't been on Steam in a while. That's PlayStation. It's like Gamer Girl, GURL_27, I think. I don't know. Let's hope we have a good week. So, how about you there, Robin? How are you holding up there?
Yeah. Me, Robin Tate, Ballymena, at Bongo the Sane, pretty much everywhere. So, you get me. Yeah, that's it. I want to do... Yeah, I don't want to do them.
Well,
Micah, I would take her off your hands. Micah and Tara on their honeymoon proper after
honeymoon
last
vision two,
year's yeah. disaster. I've given them a lovely restaurant to go to in San Francisco, China Live. So let's hope they go up to there and have a good time on their holiday. And I'll see you all soon. Hope you have a ball. Big shout out to old podcast buddy, CPM Christopher Matthew, on his promotion.
Indeed.
Unbelievable. Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Matthew. That's
so
terrifying
amazing.
That
yes.
we know a colonel. It really is.
It is.
I want to shout out to the Coalition for making an absolutely fantastic game with no faults, whatever. For me, it's been absolutely fantastic. And to Kim, thank you very, very much for not getting me a game. So thank you.
If anyone has got these save point, checkpoint issues on Gears, please let me know, and let me know I'm not the only one.
So I'm feeling a bit, here are losing.
Feeling victimized here.
Nothing right. 17-0 right now. Yeah.
All right. Are we good, Robin?
Good. I am. I don't know how much better I could actually be.
There you go.
Seriously. All right.
Captain Morgan's in full effect.
Hey, we want to thank everybody. Oh, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching us if you are watching us live. Thanks for listening to us if you are listening to us off of iTunes. Maybe you're listening to us in the gym as you're getting your groove on. We do appreciate it. We are on Mixer. We are on YouTube. We are on Twitch.tv. All you have to do is look for OC Podcast. We are every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, Easter Island. We're on at 6 p.m. And if you're waking up in the morning in Australia, well, good morning. We are with you there, 7 a.m. We want to make sure you give us reviews wherever you can. So if we're on iTunes, if you're on Stitcher, if you're on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. We also have this we should probably play, Mark. Our long-lost friend, Nicole, she's been found, but she's still not quite back yet.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I woo.
Potato!
Oh, thank God the bottle is empty. All right.
We're talking about I can't be happy without being drunk or drunk without being happy. What?
Wait, what?
Exactly. All right.
I gotta say here, I've got the NFL on in the corner, and I love when I go to they play the American adverts in the breaks, which are many. But we never see these adverts over here, so it's really cool seeing have you tried that Impossible Burger from Burger King yet, anybody? The meat free, yeah.
And let me just tell you, it was not bad, but these people are like, I can't tell the difference between beef and this burger. No, that is bullshit. You straight up, you bite into it and you're like, this is different. It's not bad, but it's not beef. You know, you know you're not eating a beef burger.
What I can't understand is, if vegans hate meat so much, why do they try to get the burger to taste like beef?
No, see, that's the fallacy. Vegans, they like beef. They feel guilty about beef.
Yeah.
So they're forever trying to figure out how they can get the beef back without getting the beef. If you
Where's the beef?
Yeah. All right. I think we should wrap this up. Thanks, everybody. Mike, Tara. I truly hope I could pull it off, but if not, absolutely 100% enjoy Honeymoon 2 proper.
Yep, and, I hope you pull it off.
Yep, the three of you enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Thank you for podcasting with me. As always, it is fun to be with the three of you and just have a good laugh. And to our listeners, again, really appreciate you all taking part, being part of the chat, being part of the community. It's what drives us. Mark, take us away.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Same time next week.